10 Ways to Build Your Child's Self-Esteem. Nurturing your preschooler's self-esteem may seem like a hefty responsibility. After all, a feeling of self-worth lays the foundation for your preschooler's future as he sets out to try new things on his own. Self-esteem comes from having a sense of belonging, believing that we're capable, and knowing our contributions are valued and worthwhile. Here are 10 simple strategies to help boost your child's self-esteem. Give unconditional love. Your child benefits the most when you accept him for who he is, regardless of his strengths, difficulties, temperament, or abilities. Pay attention. Carve out time to give your preschooler your undivided attention. That does wonders for your child's self-worth because it sends the message that you think he's important and valuable. Teach limits. Knowing that certain family rules are set in stone will help him to feel more secure. Support healthy risks. Encourage your child to explore something new, such as trying a different food, finding a best pal, or riding a bike. Though there's always the possibility of failure, without risk there's little opportunity for success. Let mistakes happen. The flip side, of course, of having choices and taking risks is that sometimes your child is bound to make mistakes. These are valuable lessons for your child's confidence. Celebrate the positive. Everyone responds well to encouragement, so make an effort to acknowledge the good things your child does every day within his earshot. Listen well. If your child needs to talk, stop and listen to what he has to say. He needs to know that his thoughts, feelings, desires, and opinions matter. Resist comparisons. Comments such as, "Why can't you be more like your brother?" or "Why can't you be nice like Jack?" will just remind your child of where he struggles in a way that fosters shame, envy, and competition. Offer empathy. If your child compares himself unfavorably to his siblings or peers, "Why can't I catch a ball like Jack?" show him empathy and then emphasize one of his strengths. For instance, say, "You're right, Jack is good at catching, and you're good at painting pictures." This can help your child learn that we all have strengths and weaknesses, and that he doesn't have to be perfect to feel good about himself. Provide encouragement. Every child needs the kind of support from loved ones that signals, "I believe in you, I see your effort, keep going." There's a difference between praise and encouragement. One rewards the task, while the other rewards the person. Praise can make a child feel that he's only good if he does something perfectly. Encouragement, on the other hand, acknowledges the effort.